Isaiah chapter 32. Turn your Bibles there this morning. Isaiah chapter 32. I'm going to bring you a message from these verses, a couple of verses we'll read, and I hope the Lord will speak to our hearts in a great way today. Isaiah chapter 32. Uh-oh. Well, I tell you, in heaven, the temperature is going to be right. Some days it's too hot, some days it's too cold, but in heaven, it's going to be just right. You're going to take your coat off and wear one in heaven. You won't need one when it's 69 degrees constant. Where in the Bible does it say 69? It doesn't. That's just Carlisle theology there. And I hope it's that or around that, and we'll live comfortable. Isaiah 32, verse 1, the Bible said, "Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. And a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. And the eyes of them that see shall not be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall hearken. The heart also of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerers shall be ready to speak plainly." Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the good day. Thank you for blessing. And Lord, we come at this time and at this time of the year, equally as well, to thank you and praise you for sending your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to this earth, that he might complete and fulfill the desire of the Father's heart, that he would die on the cross for the sins of mankind. And Lord, I want to thank you this morning for loving us and giving us that blessed opportunity and privilege of being born into the family of God. Now, Lord, I pray that you'd speak to that one this morning that may be lost and without you today. Pray, God, that you'd strengthen the Christian. Have your way in our hearts. And God, most of all, may your name be honored and glorified in all that we say and do. And God, we'll be careful to praise you and thank you, for we pray and ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Well, we find Isaiah, and I like Isaiah. If you go back, especially this time of the year, and you'll throughout Isaiah, you'll find the prophecies concerning the birth of the Lord. And I don't see how anybody can read the Bible and not confess that at least that Jesus really is the Son of God. Now, I know not everybody's going to accept him. Not everybody's going to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and actually ask him to come into their heart and save them, though they should. The Bible declares that the devil also believes and trembles. The devil even admits that Jesus is real. Do you know that this morning? The devil also admits that Jesus is real. Now, when I was growing up, if you'd ever asked me, son, do you believe there's a God? I'd say yes. And if you had asked me, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? I would have equally said yes. Now, I may not have known it or understood it at the time, and I may not have seeing the greater application of believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. But I've always believed in God. And how somebody can read in Isaiah that a virgin shall conceive and read the place where he's going to be born and read what his name's going to be called and then go to the Gospels and find every single one of those prophecies, Brother Ronnie, fulfilled exactly the way God said they'd be fulfilled, how they can read that and not believe that Jesus is a Son of God is beyond me. I mean, I just don't understand it. Now, many people will recognize this year that you'll ask them why, what's Christmas about, and they'll tell you it's the birth of Jesus. Now, not everybody, again, will accept him, but they'll be glad to tell you it's the birth of Jesus. But may I say it's more than just a birth. See, when the Lord Jesus Christ came to this world,